my candor isn't interpreted as disrespect, okay, but I'm going to be candid. This incident is really like not a big thing to me. I have not seen the video. I don't watch things like that. Southwest has always been an unsafe environment for black and brown kids. This is like not new. It's just new for, I don't know, maybe because everybody's got a smartphone. I'm not sure. But this environment has not ever been safe for black and brown kids. Now, maybe it's been perfectly safe for white kids. And now that, you know, white kids somehow are involved in it, it's a big deal. Yep. So I'm really not here to hear too much about the fight that happened in the lunchroom. I really do want to know what's going to happen at Southwest to make it a safe and inclusive environment for all students who come here. So I'm really not you know, at what A lunch, B lunch. I learned more about the lunch periods of the bathrooms than I ever knew. I got two kids going here. I don't have time for this. I want to know that the next kids, or the kids that are here now, my daughter will graduate. My son's gone. But what's going to happen to the other children? This school is going to be more black and brown next year than it is this year, and the year after that, and then the year after that. What are we going to do as Minneapolis Public Schools to protect those children, to make sure that they get exactly what they need, a great education at Southwest? That's kind of why I'm here.
Thank you for having us here, and here in the back over here.
I would say, well, what are you going to do? Well, I mean, going off of her question, I have my own thing, but what I want to say is, don't watch the video. Don't do it. Okay, you're just giving them more attention. But I would also like,